Haemon, sitting under the palm tree with a coconut in hand, drinking the milk or whatever it is you drink with a coconut, with a straw hat maybe on a deck chair.
Amy, what are you doing?
I'm doing an introduction for the Caribbean Island show.
But why are you doing it in that voice?
Because Caribbean Island, we're on the island.
What do you mean about Caribbean Island?
Because you told me this show was island themed. Caribbean Island.
No, I said we're doing Desert Island Discs.
Oh, what?
We're doing our own CDs, things we bring to a desert island. We're not doing it in a Caribbean voice.
Oh, you've got
the entire show. Is that why you're wearing the hat? Is that what you're wearing?
Is that why you're drinking
from a coconut? Is that why you're doing that?
I saw commitment. Is that why? I wanted commitment to the show. I'm sorry.
You're an idiot.
I'm gonna go now.
You're a disgrace. How dare you do that? Well, that wasn't the point of the show. The point of the show was Desert Island CDs. So, we're gonna start with one of Amy's favourite Desert Island CDs.
Desert Island CDs.
Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora, I tell you friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Whoop! Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Whoop! Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha, tango, waltz, or the rumba. Sinora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body. Rock your body, child. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoop. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Yeah. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. Sinora, she's a sensation, the reason for aviation. And fellas, you got to watch it. When she wind up, she bottom, she go like a rocket. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body in time. Heist those skirts a little higher. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Off the chimney, jump in the line, rock your body in time. Shake, 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 Sinora. Shake your body line. Work line. Dance, 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 Sinora. Dance it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Sinora dances calypso. Left to right is the tempo. And when she gets the sensation, she go up in the air, come down in slow motion. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Shake, 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 Sinora. Shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora.
Oh, Harry Belafonte.
Belafonte.
So, why did you pick that song?
Because it's brilliant.
It is brilliant. We've played it about 5 times in the past shows and everything we've done, and it is fantastic. So, midweek Wenglish.
Yer, or adu, Welsh.
Adui. Is it adui or do?
Adu.
Adu. Oh, I don't know why I said
adui. Dwi is I.
I. Well, I'm going to say it anyway. Adui. Oh, it is, because if, like, adui.
Adui mindi gaidith. Adu.
What does that mean?
Am I going to Cardiff? Yes, I am.
No, what's it when you say who you are? You say...
Michael Adoui.
Yeah. That's what they do. That's what they did in the booklet I got in the little CD. It goes, Jason Adoui. And I was like, ooh, this is a scary man from South Wales. North Wales.
Yeah,
anyway,
true.
This is Midweek Wenglish.
Yes, it is.
However, this week it's actually, it's on a Friday. It's usually on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be going up on my blog, which is a studio, a voice, a mat. I have to emphasise A there, because that's how you pronounce my last name, and I've sort of set myself up so people go, oh, we've seen that blog, you know, studio boys, the mat.
Yeah, you always say this, you set yourself up totally wrong, even though you were the one who created this name, which is a brilliant thing.
But it's because someone gave me the idea for it. Owen said, why don't you call it, Owen said I should call it a studio voice, a mic, and then put a mic as in M-I-C, but the hidden joke would be Michael.
Ooh.
And anyone who doesn't know us, which you probably should, but if you don't know us, I'm Michael.
I'm Amy.
And we are
Midweek Wenglish.
Midweek Wenglish. So we're going to bring you some of the weirdest song choices, like the one you've just heard, but every time you'll be thinking, that was great, that was a really good song.
Yeah.
We're going to bring you fun games.
Ooh.
And fun features.
Ooh. I'm just going to ooh now every time you say something.
And every week, every other week, something like that, we're going to have a game called Battle of the Personalities.
You still can't think of the name yet. I remember when you first came up with that and you were like, Battle of the Personalities.
And in this game, we will basically ask each other 5 questions that we should know the answer to of the other person.
You say should.
I got 2 wrong last time, didn't I? But last time was a trial run, so this time we're doing the official, and I know Amy likes so well. So it will go well this time.
I hope we're carrying the scores over, though, because I had 5 out of 5 last time. I hope you realise this.
No, it's a trial run. No, we're not carrying the scores.
Oh, you're like
a
child.
We're actually starting again today. So...
Oh, you're such a child. Like a child who loses.
I'm not a child. Not a child.
You're like a child who loses a Monopoly.
So, yeah, that's our show.
Yeah, that's pretty much... That's a good summarise.
Should we play some more music?
Yeah, okay. What have we got next?
I don't know. We've got so much on this Myriad, I don't know what to choose from. Basically, Myriad is the play system we use for our shows.
Yeah.
And we're usually in a different studio, we haven't got anything to play. And this time, we've got much stuff.
It's too much choice. It's like when you get to like an all-you-can-eat buffet and you don't know what to have first.
I just can't decide what I want. What should I do? What should I have?
You're frustratingly clicking the mouse away.
The mouse. I want something really good to play. I think I'm going to go with. No, I'll tell you what. I'm just gonna go with it now. We're gonna have Pencil Full of Lead.
Oh, okay.
And Amy will explain why she's chosen this song as one of her Desert Island CDs.
Yes.
Oh, what? 1, 2, 3, 4. A pillow for my head, I got a pencil full of lead and some water for my throat, I got buttons for my coat and sails on my boat, so much more than I needed before, I got money in the meter and a turbo heater, oh, and now it's getting on the road, so they're getting sweeter, I got legs on my chairs and a head full of hair, bought in a pan and some shoes in my feet, I got a shelf full of books and most of my teeth, two pairs of socks and a door with a lock, I got food in my belly and a license for my telly and nothing's gonna bring me down. Guitar and ties in my car, I got most of the means and scripts for the scenes. I'm out and about, so I'm in with a shout. I got a favorite chat, but better than that. Food in my belly and a license for my daddy, and nothing's gonna bring me down. I'm about to blow it out of hand. Oh, best of all, I've got my baby.
What yeah. No, no. I think that's one of the reasons I do like this song. Because of you, your impression is absolutely amazing.
That's how I sing it. That's how the song goes.
I've never known anyone to not know any of the words to a song, but yet sing it so convincingly.
Exactly. And that is... And no, but I'll tell you what, there's another song you can do that with. And you actually mentioned it earlier.
Okay.
It's the last song in Grease, in which every single person watching will sit there and go, we go together like shamalama-lama-lama, dibbidi-bing-de-bong, forever like shoo-wop-shoo-wop-a-dibbidi-bong-de-bong. What are the lyrics to that song?
I have no idea.
I think it is shoo-wop-shoo-wop-a-dibbidi-bong-de-bong.
Yeah, probably.
Something along that line, but it's...
Yeah, I think that's about right.
I'm not exactly sure. But speaking of not knowing something, let's see how much we know about each other.
Ooh, not knowing the link.
Battle of the personalities.
Brilliant.
Ooh, tense music flying about.
Flying about music.
Flying about.
I thought you were doing an echo for your own voice. Tense.
Music.
Amy.
Versus. Michael.
I was doing the echo.
Amy. What is the catchphrase that no one believes I say?
Oh, dearie donkeys.
That is one paid to Amy Williams.
Yeah. What is my favourite colour?
Blue.
Well done.
Blue.
One for Michael.
One for Michael. Name one main role I have played.
Oh, no. I don't know. Oh, no, I can't think. You were in Billy Elliot.
Yeah, you've had this last one. You don't get that. I played chorus member.
You were in... I don't know!
How can you not do this? I'm sure I've mentioned at least three of them before.
I can't think of any! Oliver?
No! Of course, I was in Mary Poppins. I played Bert.
I don't know the name of... Right, none for me on that one,
that's
fine.
The Scarecrow in
Wizard of Oz. See, I knew that.
Right, your go.
Right, okay. What village do I live in?
Aberdare.
Nope.
Okay, what is it?
It's heroin.
Oh, it is. It sounds like heroin. That's why I know that. It sounds like heroin. Okay. What do I want to make my radio name?
Oh, Michael Williams.
Bingo.
Yeah, that's one for me. There we go. Right. What bowls competition am I playing in this weekend? You didn't know this last time, and you won't know it now. I'm going to ask this every single week.
Like,
I just got to put the zero down already.
No, I know. It's the Version Burger.
What's that?
The Version Burger?
Not quite.
What is it?
It's the British Isles Indoor
British
Women's
Isles.
Singles.
I wanted to say Bristol something.
Bristol, no. Oh,
okay. What are my siblings called?
Nick. And...
I knew you wouldn't get the other one.
You tricked me. You've never told me.
I have told you.
Have you?
Yes.
Nick and... Not Nick.
Oh, that's it. Nick and not Nick. That's what we call each other.
I thought so. Okay, I don't know.
You don't know. It was Laura.
Laura.
Nick and Laura. That was it. How dare you forget that.
I'm sorry, Laura.
Okay, your last one.
Okay, what's my middle name?
Marie.
Well done.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
What song did I forget all the lyrics to?
She's Only a Woman to Me.
She's always a woman to me, but I'll give it to you anyway.
Okay, thank you.
Well
Here
done,
we go.
Amy, for playing. What are the scores?
The scores are... You got... Two.
Seriously, I got two?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I got three.
Oh!
Kaboom!
And that completes this week's game of Battle of the Personality.
There we go. I'm in the lead.
In the lead. I can't believe you got that.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that was painful.
That was a bit.
I can't believe you didn't know Laura.
I totally forgot. I totally blanked.
And the fact that I've been in The Wizard of Oz and Mary Poppins.
I'm sorry.
Because at school they didn't give me any main parts because I wasn't pretty enough.
Oh, bless you.
I didn't look the part. My friend Grace got all of them. She was she was Killer Queen in We Were Rocking.
Yes.
She was Gabriella in High School Musical.
Oh, were you Troy?
No.
Oh.
That would have meant kissing her. I played a thespian.
A thespian?
A thespian in the corner with long hair and glasses. And a big nose. What else was she? She was, I don't know the part, but she was in Fame, and she played...
I don't know the parts
the
in Fame.
Teacher or something like that.
Alright, okay.
Something like that, I'm not sure.
Is she all famous now?
No. She's a piano teacher in Bolton.
In Bolton.
In Bolton. Yeah.
Le Bolton.
Le Bolton. She plays the piano and she teaches singing and piano.
And piano.
Piano.
It's the Welsh for piano.
Piano. Like Gez said that Brecht, he goes Brecht.
Brecht.
Says it like that.
Because every Welsh person pronounces it.
But why?
Because it's Welsh.
But why?
Brecht Danai is sandwiches in Welsh.
Now, Amy, I'm pretty sure you have a funny story to tell the audience.
Right, it's not so much funny as emotionally scarring
emotionally
for life.
Scarring.
Yeah.
Well, I think
you seem to think it's funny.
I think it's actually quite funny. I think it's hilarious, to be fair.
I think it's fuel for my therapist for the future.
I really think you should just tell the story.
Okay, fine. Right, okay. So, we went on a trip. This is a podcast, so we can say brands now.
Yes, we can.
There we go. I went to Universal Studios in Florida.
Did you hear something?
There's a bit...
What was that?
What was that?
Did you hear something?
Did you... Are you messing with the
computer? No, I'm seriously not. I'm on the computer, but I'm not messing with anything.
Right, okay. Can I continue with my story, please?
Yeah, sorry. Go on.
Right, okay. So we went on this boat ride. We were really tired after the day, and so we went on this boat ride, and it was really, really nice, because we got to go on, like, a tour around Universal Studios, so it was really, really nice. So we went on the boat, and I went on first, and then my family went on after me, so I was sitting on the edge going, like, ooh, this is really nice. I was 9 years old, by the way. Just get that out of the way.
Okay.
So we were going around, and Cindy jumps on. And should I do the voice of Cindy?
Yeah, do Cindy.
Okay. Winnie, what was that?
I don't know. I think we're getting some weird feedback or something. Just carry on.
Okay,
I'll sort
it out. We went on the boat ride and Cindy comes on. I gotta laugh because I've done this voice about 5 times now and it's still really embarrassing.
Go on.
Right. Hey guys, my name's Cindy. You see, you're looking at me and you're ruining it. Right, okay. Hey guys, my name's Cindy and we're gonna go on your boat ride today. So just sit down, relax, and we're gonna go on your boat ride. I can't get through it
now. So when Cindy started, Cindy was like, hey guys, we're gonna go on it. And now she's like, hey guys, we're gonna go on a boat ride. Yeah, I've got a lisp today. I've got a weird speaking bit of a.
Every week I had a new character stick to it. So Winnie, I can hear it again. No, I can definitely hear something now.
I'm just carry on.
Okay, sorry. So we went on the boat ride and we went round. It was all really nice and I was lovely enjoying it. And all of a sudden we felt a little like bump on the boat. So I said to my sister, "What was that?" And she said, "What was what?" So we kept going and I was a bit nervous because I was like, oh, this is a bit scary. The boat bumped, okay? Yeah. So she didn't pay any attention to it. Neither did Cindy.
Yeah.
Cindy was fine. So we went on and then the boat bumped a little bit harder. So we went on it and then we noticed that Cindy was even starting to react now.
Yeah.
So she was like, okay, guys, we got a little bit of technical difficulty, so we're just going to... Let me do that again. Okay, guys, we just got a little bit of technical difficulty, so we're just going to go back to the port and just chill out. Sorry for the short delay, but we'll be fine. No problems. Okay, guys. So that happened. So we started to turn around, and then the boat bumped again. By now, I was quite scared. And my sister, and everyone was just telling me to relax, which was kind of weirder. It made me more nervous. So I turned around, and all of a sudden then... In the distance, I thought I could see something, just something that kind of came up out of the water, and I was like, there's something over there.
Yeah.
There's something. And my sister was like, shut up, stop overreacting, this is a boat ride, chill out, like. So I was like, fine, okay. So then the boat bumped again, and then we stopped in the middle of the water. So I was totally freaking out now. So then the boat stopped, and then all of a sudden I could definitely see something. I could see a fin coming out of the water. And then the boat was just... stood in the middle of the ocean. Cindy looked terrified. Yeah. I looked terrified because I was terrified. My sister was just like looking at me like, what do you want about? Shut up, whatever. And then it happened. The boat stopped. We were in the middle and then a shark came up to the boat and just, on the side of the boat, teeth and eyes and shark-like features and everything. And it was like, on the side of the boat. And then I realized it was all a ride. It was a ride of what I wasn't aware of called Jaws.
Jaws, yeah, the film.
Have
you not seen the film Jaws?
Nope. It was a little...
I think they got you there. Your family got you a little bit there.
They did a little bit. I knew something was up when they started wetting themselves laughing after this horrible event.
Was the boat laughing? Was everyone laughing on the
boat? I think pretty much everyone was, including Cindy.
Was shark laughing? Was the shark laughing a little bit?
The shark was just staring me out with his dead black eyes. It was awful.
If anyone hasn't seen Jaws,
Scary.
I recommend watching that film. The first one.
The first.
It's scary. The shark. He starts shooting at the water, and there's a guy who goes, "It's just some blue fish! It's just some blue fish!" So he shouldn't have shot. But then later on, he's on the boat, and the boat tips over, and the shark's mouth is at the bottom, and they're all getting eaten.
And well, that's what I thought was going to happen to me.
And then the second film. It's a bunch of kids going on a little boat ride with each other, and the shark comes and gets them again.
That's what happened to me.
The third one is rubbish.
Okay.
And the fourth one is hilarious.
Is it?
You can see the guy at the back of the shark pushing him along.
Like on a
clearly
little
made out of wood, paper, and some straws for teeth.
There we go.
Oh, that was thrilling.
That was very thrilling.
Okay, we're going to play another song now, and this song goes for, it's your one of your choice.
Yay, bring me back now, because I'm just going to go sob in the corner for a while
thinking
about that. Okay.
It's one of your choices, and it's also one of my choices.
Yay.
It's actually a joint choice, because this one is for my friend Grace, I mentioned earlier, and for my friend April, because we found this song quite funny. I don't know why they found it so. They found it funny because they saw it on my playlist once, and they think it's hilarious that I own the song.
Okay.
So, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Even though you can, Jolene, Jolene.
lovely hungry eyes.
You should probably have a burger.
My eyes are so hungry. Hungry for you.
Ooh, there's a bit of tension in the room. That face you fell in doesn't really attract me.
Hungry eyes, what does it even mean?
Eyes bigger than your belly. When you like, oh, that cake looks so, I could eat all that cake.
Oh, I could eat all of that cake.
And then halfway through you're like, say halfway through half a cake is quite a lot still.
Still quite a lot of cake for you. A slice? What is a slice?
A slice of cake.
I don't know why that was such a weird in my head.
Slice? No, that's slice, a measurement.
Slice? No, a cup of cake. Halfway through, be like, ooh, that was too much. Ooh, that was too much there.
Damn hungry eyes.
Have you ever been in love with a weird object, Amy?
Like cake? No, yes. I haven't, but there is a woman who has.
And what's she been in love with?
The Statue of Liberty.
The Liberty of Statue.
Liberty of Statue.
As you called it earlier.
I did. To tell you about the story, I said she was in love with the Liberty of Statue. Anyway, right, so do you want to hear about her?
Yes.
Her name is Amanda Whittaker from Leeds. Mm-hmm. She is 27 years old. I'm trying to do a dating profile for him. Her name is the Statue of Liberty.
She likes long walks on the beach with statues.
Yeah, true. She fell in love with Libby, as she likes to call her. So we'll refer to her as Libby from now on, is it? Okay, so she's got a condition called objectum sexuality.
Gosh.
Which means she falls in love with things rather than people.
To be fair, I do fall in love with any product Apple ever brings out.
Yeah.
Like the iPad. Will on our course got an iPad, and every time he whaps it out, I'm like, ooh. Ooh, I want that.
Innuendo.
Pardon the pun, carry on.
So she's visited the statue four times.
Four times.
Yeah, she fell in love after a friend sent her the picture, and she was like, I wonder if she sang You're the One That I Want from Greece, because we said about Greece earlier.
Yeah, she might have done.
You're the one that I want.
You're the one I want. Ooh.
Maybe she's so in love she spontaneously bursts into Greece.
She probably
song.
Did. I mean, most people do. I spontaneously jump into songs all the time.
Exactly.
And that's normal.
Yeah, so she's thought about marrying Libby, but she realised that so many people love her, it wasn't fair to tie Libby down to just one person. This is the best, but she's been on a boat, and she's... sorry to laugh. She's been on the boat and she's touched her and stroked Libby's hair.
Oh, no. That needs help.
It's a condition.
But she didn't actually stroke it. She just... I'm stroking you now. I'm not actually stroking you.
Stroked the statue.
Oh, dear. What else has she been in love with?
Oh, yeah. So she's also had a love affair with a drum kit while she was still in school.
Oh, dear. She had a love affair with a drum kit.
With a drum kit.
That's not right.
It's funny.
It's funny.
If she's genuinely in love, then good luck to her. I think it's really nice, but it's still funny.
It is a bit odd. Okay, I've got another game ready for you.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah, let's do it now.
Okay, basically, I've got four sort of tracks, sort of a bit of audio ready for you.
Right, okay.
And the game is, you need to tell me if you know what theme they are, okay? So there's a TV theme.
Right.
There's an old film sort of theme.
Okay.
There's another film theme.
Okay.
And there's a an advert theme. I'm just giving that away. Giving that away quite strongly. There's an advert theme. Okay. Okay. Just ignore what I said there. Meow. Just ignore what I said there. Right. Are you ready for the first one?
Yeah.
If you don't know this, I'd be very annoyed.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, Psycho. In the shower.
That was Psycho. Well done. That's 1 point for you.
Thank you. Okay, ready for the next one?
You
that down.
Have to get this. If you don't get this one, then I disown you as a friend.
But you said that about the last one.
I will disown you as a friend if you don't get this one. Okay.
Okay. I'm nervous. I'm scared. Adam's Family.
The Adam's Family.
Yeah.
They made us do this in assembly once. Okay? They just brought this weird band in, and then they made us all click and sing to it. It's actually a funny story about, you know, the song, I was working in the lab late last night. You know that
the
one?
The Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash. Yeah. Basically, my mum, she used to work at Boots in... we're allowed to say names of places now.
I know.
Why are you laughing at the idea of I'm working in Boots?
I just don't know where this story's going.
It's funny. Keep going. She's working at Boots, but she used to work in the chiropody department, you know, when they like take horrible things off your feet and stuff.
All right, okay.
She worked in one of them. And because they also used to take people's moles off and stuff in that area,
right.
They use that really like, you know, that stuff that's like dry ice and it
flows
out. And one day she was clearing like the fridge freezer out.
Right.
And she was in this room and it was like flooding out with all this like ice everywhere. And it was quite all over the room. And Norma's in the room with her. So because, I mean, she's related to me, so, you know, this this clears up why I'm a bit of a freak. She was in the studio, and she was in this room, and she just started going, I was working in the lab late last night. We did the monster mash. Like, dancing around, turned around, and her supervisor was stood there going,
brilliant.
Veronica, do you want to maybe carry on with work? She was very embarrassed.
That's amazing. I can't wait to meet you, Mum.
Okay, are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mum, if you're listening to this, Amy's going to come and visit us in
Hampton.
I'm not actually told anyone that yet, but this is happening. Okay.
Looking forward to staying with you.
Okay, you ready? You ready for this?
Yeah.
Good. You should know it by that. You should know it already. You need to have known it already.
What is that?
I can't believe you don't know it already.
Oh, okay. Right, I got it. Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Ghostbusters, yeah. I love the Family Guy take the makeup of Ghostbusters because they do... You know the scene from Ghost where she's making the pottery.
Yeah.
And Peter Griffin walks in and sucks him off in the Hoover thing. Yeah.
In the neighborhood.
What are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
That's a nice.
Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters. Cindy's gonna get Ghostbusters. Okay, this is the fourth and final one.
Okay.
So far you've got 3 out of 3.
Yeah.
Okay. 3 out of 4.
And
here's the one that I gave a little bit of a clue for a minute ago. So do you think you'll be able to get it?
Cat.
Okay. Ready?
Felix.
Felix, the cat food. My favourite advert in the world.
Oh, hi.
It's because it's that little black and white cat and he's so good to do it.
Yeah, but you love all cats.
I just want all cats. If I could, there's a cat that lives in my accommodation and every day I'm tempted even more and more to just go to it, pick it up and just hide it in my room.
Just hide it in your room.
Just have it. Just keep it as a little pet. I'd like to do that.
You know that cat lady off The Simpsons? That's you.
You think I'd get
done?
I think that would be a silly thing to do. So just to take the cat? I don't think it would. I think I could get away with that.
You've got psycho eyes now, so stop looking at me like that. You look crazy.
Okay, do you want your next Desert Island disc?
Okay, or CD.
CD.
Desert Island CD. No copyright here.
Caribbean disc. Are you ready? I'll be ready, because I love this one.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Reeds drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Thank you.
Ah, that's a good song.
What is this?
This is a bed. This is a good bed.
What is it?
It's a good bed. So right, fine. Do the game.
Fine.
You ready? Video Kill the Radio Star instrumental.
It's very good.
By the Buggles. Right, okay, go.
The Buggles.
The Buggles.
It's another Bugles.
The Boogles. By the Buggle Boogles. Let's do the game.
Okay. Right, so for listeners who don't know, and this is the first podcast, so they probably don't, but you know that I play bowls because I'm cool.
Amy plays professional bowls.
I play bowls. I play bowls all the time. It's all I do with my life.
Bowls crazy.
Bowls mad.
How many big competitions have you already won?
Three.
Wow.
Thanks.
You've been on telly, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have, on BBC.
Two.
Playing bowls. BBC Two?
Yeah.
Playing bowls.
Yeah.
Wish I'd caught that.
It's brilliant.
Wish I'd caught it.
Yeah, you should have.
Is it more fun than when you're watching pool?
Yes.
Because pool is boring.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Because the commentators are quite funny as well.
Golf is definitely boring. However...
It's better than golf.
Is it better than tennis?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
You don't have the...
Oh, yeah, well, what's she called? She's going to get done this year if she does it again. Whatever she's called, I forget her name
now. I forget which one it is.
She keeps hitting the ball and going, every time she does it, she's been told if she does it again, she's going to get kicked out of Wimbledon because she's being too loud.
Aww.
What's she called? It's annoying. Right, go on. Sharapova.
Sharapova, there we go. Right, okay, so... This is a lifestyle, so you have to obviously talk the talk, walk the walk, do all that. Mm-hmm. So we're going to test how good a bowls player you would be, Michael.
Okay, and you, the audience, back home.
Yeah! Hello, audience.
Play along!
In one of the most obscure games ever. So here we go. So there is certain lingo within every sport, and there is within bowls. Okay. Are you ready for
Ready.
Okay, so I'm going to test you. If I was to say you were Jack High, what would that mean?
Does it mean I am... I can't believe we did this the other day and I still
don't know what they were. We did these exact ones the other day.
Does Jack High mean that I'm... Oh, is this something to do? I'm in the same running as the main one.
No, that's the main one. Right, the Jack is the little white ball you aim to. And this means, like, it's... I'm doing a visual gag, obviously. It's in the centre of the green, that's what you play on. And then you're the same level as that.
Oh, okay.
So you may not necessarily be right next to it,
so
but you're
sort of
on
in
the same...
running, you might say.
I'm not at all.
A little bit in the running.
I love you trying to make your own lingo up there, just praying.
I believe I'm in the running over there, thank you.
To the main one.
To the main little ball.
Right, okay. Right, if I were to ask you to drag the kitty, what would I be asking you to do?
Oh, I remember this one. Mm-hmm. Wasn't this to... Oh, I know. If you're throwing... You've thrown your ball.
You've bowled it, but still.
Yeah, and it's gone to the jack.
Right.
But it's hit the jack, but you don't want it to, like, hit the jack off. You want it to go with the jack.
Well done. Yeah. Well played. That's okay, 1 point to Michael. One point. Good, ding. Good. Here we go. That's a sarcastic ding.
Well done.
Right, okay. If I tell you that this bowl, you need to tighten it a shade, what do you need to do?
Don't you need to hit another one from earlier into it?
No. Not at all. You need to... Right,
you need to make it bend right.
Right. There's a weight in the bowl, so you have to chuck it further out than the jack. You can't chuck it straight. So I'm asking you to bring it in a little bit.
Bend it a bit.
No, that's not
bend
really
it in, that's what I'd say. I say bend it in. Bend it in so it's in the same running, maybe, yeah?
Stop trying to make
I'm gonna have my own game. Michael balls. I'm called Michael's Balls, and we're going to play that.
Lovely.
Anyone want to play Michael's Balls? Good. Right, carry on.
Is every instruction an innuendo?
Yes, it is.
Okay, there we go. Right, so no point for that one. Boo. Boo you as well. Okay, next one. Just drive it.
Just throw it out there. Just go mad. It basically means just throw it in there. Just be a bit creepy.
Do you want to go into a bit more depth, maybe?
Yeah, just you've got your ball,
right?
And you want to bowl it.
Yeah.
But you just sort of want to bowl it straight. Just
yes.
Yeah. Down the middle.
Yeah.
A bit mad.
There we go. That's it exactly. You can't just say just throw it.
Don't care about the weights. Just go in there.
Yeah.
Just
there we
crazy.
Go. That's it.
Live life to the full. Yeah.
Oh, maybe not the last one. But ding point.
Ding.
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 Right. Last one.
Okay.
Check it out a bit.
Oh, isn't it when you want to hit? the other player's balls so it goes further out.
You determine that this is the answer to one of these statements. Is it hitting the other person's ball, or is it in the running of the main one?
Is he just throwing it quite far away from the normal one? Just
further out, yeah. Okay, half a point.
Okay, good.
Ding. No, you don't get a ding.
So I get ding. Very well. Okay. Is that it?
Yep, that's it.
So how many did I get?
You got 2.5.
2.5.
So you'd make a half decent bowls player. You got exactly half.
Oh, I feel a bit upset.
You'd make
now.
A half decent bowls player, but that's more than some of us.
Yeah, we should ask Lewis and Paris this. I bet they wouldn't have got any of them.
Oh, exactly.
None of them.
Competitive.
Yes. Right, okay, we're going to play my next Desert Island CD. And, okay. I mean, it's quite a new one, but it's Coldplay. I love Coldplay, actually.
Okay, yes.
So, this is one of the songs I did. Every time I hear it, it just makes me want to like get up. And it's one of those ones I used to do coursework to. I was like, right, I need to get working, I need to get going.
Yeah!
Really good ones, right? You ready?
Yes.
Good. Coldplay, how I love thee. Okay, so the next song I've got lined up is one that, who chose it before?
PK.
PK. PK is our lovable little
Irish
ginger in our group.
Oh, lovely. What a lovely name for him. The little Irish ginger.
Well, he is. The first time I saw him, I was like, ooh. Oh, he looks...
That's because of the spike
he's
in his lip.
He's got a spike in his lip and he scared me a little bit. And he knows he scared me a little bit. But I love PK. He works at a bar and he called all his drinks PK specials.
Lovely.
So I think they must be really good drinks. Okay, so this song is for you, PK. You ready?
Hey, PK.
Six, seven, eight.
Girdle, oh, her mother's blood will curdle. If she hear her baby squeal, for all
Jazz.
Yeah.
Best bit of the entire song, the end bit.
It's amazing.
Should we explain what was going on while that song was actually playing?
I can't.
We had a bit of a mess up before we played it because it wasn't playing properly. So
yeah, true.
Hopefully that will have been edited correctly.
Michael.
But as we were playing that song, there is a man in the studio next to us.
Yeah.
We're not sure who he is.
Chris Moore.
I wasn't going to mention him, just for pure fact we shouldn't probably mention it.
Fine, edit that out.
But no, I'm not editing, that's staying in, that's on your head.
Oh, no.
On your head, be it. As I was dancing to that song, especially the beginning, but you know, the proper beginning bit, basically all of this bit, I'm probably dancing to this, going mad.
Yep.
All this stuff going on. And while that was going on, I was dancing, and the guy next door...
But let's just mention, not just dancing, like, properly arms flinging
yeah, you know,
at full length.
Like, corner of the eye stuff. If you want to catch someone's corner of the eye, so you probably like, waving, you know, waving to
yeah,
death.
Like, really enthusiastically yeah, waving as well.
And they go, oh, they're looking, and they start looking at it. Basically, yeah. We were doing that.
Well, you were.
I was, and he didn't even flinch.
Like... Not even a...
And Amy was choking on a Coke because she couldn't Coca-Cola.
I couldn't breathe. Ding.
Not cocaine. so that was funny enough.
I couldn't believe it that he didn't even bat an eyelid because you were flat out going for it then.
I always do. I always do on all that jazz. I always do.
It's brilliant.
Anyway, we had a little funny story ready. Do you want to tell it?
You can tell it.
So you don't get in trouble?
No, it's not that.
We'll both play the parts. Do you want to play Saul?
There we go. I'll play Saul.
Okay, and I'll play Steve.
Okay.
Okay, so basically, this is called Ruining Surprises. Okay, go.
Okay, ready. Hi, guys. I don't know why I said hi, guys, like that. He doesn't say that. All right, guys, how's it going? That's what he says.
It's not Ness.
Okay, let's try it again. Alright, how's it going? I can't stop doing
it. Just carry on.
Fine. He goes, alright guys, and so we're discussing, because we have a new class on a Thursday night, don't we? So he's basically saying, I've planned out what we're going to do, it's going to be really, really good, and there's a big surprise that I can't wait to tell you about, but I won't tell you for now, because it'll just be really good, and then we can find out on the night.
And then Steve decided to ruin the surprise by going... Do you want to tell them about the roles? The roles you're going to be giving them?
No, Steve, I'm going to leave it for the day because it's a really big surprise and we're just going to have a good time.
You don't want to mention the roles? The roles that are going to be the roles?
No, Steve, we don't want to really mention that now. We're gonna just leave it till the day.
And we were all sat there and afterwards we all sort of went, I think we know what the surprise is. I think we're going to be split into roles.
Yeah.
Something like producer and manager and presenters, probably.
Yeah.
And that was the surprise that we actually got given.
Yes. Yeah, bless. Aw.
Never mind.
I think it'd be brilliant to picture him at a birthday party in like a black room and then the friend coming in and we're going, I'm sorry, really sorry, we forgot about your birthday. And then Steve just pops up, do you not want to tell them about the surprise party that we're going to have? That we're going to surprise them.
We're going to be having a surprise party later on. thanks. We were just planning on not telling them that part of the story, but never mind. Oh dear, that is funny.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got the, I've not got the thing ready for the background of it, but you've got
ready. The adventure.
The adventure.
The journey.
Yes. So explain the journey.
Okay, so basically the journey is a story in which you play a big role.
What was that? Why did you say it and then stop?
Sorry, I thought I'd pause for dramatic effect.
Oh, sorry, say it again. A big role.
A big role.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Okay, it just sunk in that you're playing a big role.
I need to find a good bed for us. And so far I've found pirates and seals. I don't think that's not exactly what we want.
You may want to look the film about pirates.
Yes, carry on.
Okay, so basically you play a big role and at certain intervals within the story you have a choice.
A choice between different ideas.
I wasn't going to say it quite as non-dramatically as that.
A choice between different tasks that might lead me down a mysterious road.
Exactly that.
The journey. Okay, ready?
Dum-dum-dum. You ready?
Okay.
Now, I feel a bit in the dark because I can't hear the music that you're going to play, so I hope it's good.
Okay. Go.
Ready? Okay. So, think of the desert island theme.
Okay.
You were on a private plane.
Okay.
Your plane has crash-landed into the desert. You have no idea where you are because your plane was going halfway around the world for some reason. Anyway, you crash into this desert.
We're in a desert, guys.
Okay, guys.
I'm taking your place.
Cindy's here. Who's Jasper? Flight. Unfortunately, Cindy perished.
Cindy
in
died
the flight.
In the flight.
Unfortunately.
Carry
and
on.
So did your pilot.
She went, no! Carry on.
So yeah, your pilot unfortunately perished along with Cindy. I can't. This is a really inappropriate time to laugh.
Okay.
Right, okay. So it's just you on your own. And you have a choice right now. Already a choice. You ready for the choice?
Yes.
Right. Do you, A, do you stick with the plane? And there's a the radio has managed to survive some of it because it was in a really tight box. So do you try the radio and just hope that someone will rescue you? Or do you, B, take what little water is remaining and start the possible never-ending trek because there's nothing around you whatsoever?
I'm going to take the radio.
Take the radio, try the radio, try and get rescued.
I'm trying the radio.
Uh-oh. Just then, as you're sitting by the radio, a giant sand snake called Cindy jumps up and bam, eats you. You are gobbled up.
No.
Yes.
Can I try to...
You can maybe change your choice.
Change my choice?
Okay, you can do B, perhaps.
Okay, what's B?
B, you journey on in a possible never-ending journey, hence the name.
Okay,
so you journey on. Here we go. Right, so you are trekking for miles and miles across a barren desert with nothing but one bottle of water that somehow survived the crash. The details aren't important. But anyway, so you survive the crash and then... and you are travelling in one direction, but in the corner of your eye, you see something that just makes you turn your head. And the other direction is a puddle. One... measly puddle, but it's enough to get some of your water. Yeah, see? Your lips are smirking. You're ready for this. Yep, like that. Exactly like that. Like a fish.
Pop, pop.
So you are ready. Oh, your water's almost gone.
I need some water.
Exactly.
Water.
So do you A...
I'm going.
You're going.
I'm going.
You don't
need
to
for the water.
Choices. Right, okay, so you change your course and you go for the water. It's a mirage, silly.
No.
Uh-uh.
I always do this.
It's a mirage. You drunk all your water, run into the puddle, you plonker, and then you run out of water. You could possibly change your choice.
Can I change my choice?
Okay, well, I suppose that's spontaneous change of choice, man. It means that you have journeyed on. You've not been stupid enough to fall for some silly mirage. Well done, you.
Okay.
And you journey on, and you've rationed your water well. Clever boy, well done. Okay. Right. So the journey continues.
Okay.
Your mind's playing tricks on you. You're very thirsty now and you think, oh, I can't really drink all my water.
Okay.
There we go, yep.
I can't drink all my water. I've no there water.
In character, well done. Right. But what's that in the horizon, Michael?
It's not a mirage, is it?
It's not. It's a person and it's tents and it's a village. And it's a whole village there for you with food and drink and...
Oh my goodness, I have to go there.
You run over.
I've run over.
Right, okay. They welcome you with open arms. They say, yeah, Michael. They sing. They're singing village.
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, they do. So they welcome you with open arms and they ask you to stay for a celebratory meal. Do you A, stay for the meal and just chill out for a bit and just hope to start your journey in the next day because it's getting very dark now? Or do you B, take some supplies and journey on in the night?
I'm going to stay with them.
You're
I think
stay
with
them.
Maybe they'll have a landline or something I could ring.
Your landline in the tent in the desert.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the celebratory meal is not for you. It's for them. Because their lunch just walked in, very tired, very weak, and just practically walked into the pot.
Someone's nibbling my toes.
Yep, uh-oh.
Okay, can I change my decision one more time?
I suppose.
Okay.
Fine.
I'm changing.
Okay, so you... They begrudgingly give you some water and some food, and then you... run on your way because some of the kids are like food and they chase you, but you can luckily outrun them with your long legs.
Okay.
So you chose to journey on, and clever choice it was.
Oh, thank goodness.
So you journey on into the desert, into the night. And what happens next?
What happens?
You'll have to find out next week on The Journey.
Oh no. Not next week.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Next week on the journey. No, I'm finished now.
Okay.
Next week on the journey, find out what happens to Michael on his trail.
On his trail.
And his journey.
Yes. Journey. Okay. Should we say one more time? Journey.
Journey.
There we go.
Okay, I'm going to play another song now, and then we're going to say our goodbyes, because that is the end of our podcast.
Yeah.
That's quite sad. But I'm going to play another song, and this song is another one of my Desert Island CDs.
Yep, very good.
And I was searching my friend Vicky's playlist once, and I found this song, and I'm not even that big fan of the actual song. Mm-hmm. I just love the intro to it. So I'm playing this. So this is for you, Vicky. So this is Tap Turns on the Water.
Ooh.
I love that song.
It's good.
It is good.
I've never heard it before.
I just don't like the singing bit in it. It's just
He's
a little bit
angry.
Tap turns on the water.
Yeah.
See the flowers grow. It's just a little bit like, ooh, calm down.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Calm down. That's my have you not heard Harry Enfield
yes,
in terms?
I have, but what was yours? A Welsh version.
Calm down.
Apparently Amy says Bolton wrong.
According to my dad.
Anyone in Bolton pronounces Bolton without the T and it's Bolton. And because I say that so often, Amy then said to her dad, oh, yeah, because Michael's invited me to come to Bolton.
Yeah.
And he's gone, I think you... Well, you do impressing your dad.
Well,
I can't do that.
No, he says, because I say Bolton, he thinks I should say Bolton.
Yeah.
With a...
Oh, not Bolton.
Bolton. I can't even do
Bolton.
It.
You should hear Amy's mum's version.
It is brilliant.
Impression of someone living in Bolton. And it's basically Amy's mum's very, very Welsh accent.
Yeah.
doing a caveman voice.
Doing a caveman voice, missing out syllables
yeah.
and words.
So it's basically just going, hold on, let me do your mum. Think how to do.
Don't go down shop, yeah. that's her.
Don't go down. It's just Johnny. Don't go down shop, bloody. That's half Johnny, half Scottish.
Yeah, it is.
Something's wrong with me today. Okay, well. Oh, is this going to work for me? Is that going to work? Are you going to work for me? That was this week's show.
Yeah, it was.
It is working. That was this week's show. This week's podcast of Midweek Wenglish.
So I hope you enjoyed.
I hope you did enjoy. It's going to go on to my blog, and each week we'll have another podcast ready for you with more games.
With four games.
With four
games. What a specific number.
With more games.
And me, Cindy.
More stories. Should I tell you about the surprise? The surprise, Cindy? There's a surprise for you. More surprises. Just more banter, basically. That's what me and Amy do. We don't actually plan these shows. We just wing it.
Yeah.
This is just winging it.
Yeah, maybe we should call it winging it.
Winging it on a Wednesday. Week winging Wednesday. too much Wenglish in there. Too much Welsh. Okay, so beef poppeth in yowen.
Everything will be all right.
Beef poppeth in yowen. The only question. I tell you what, next week's show, I want you to teach me on air how to say that longest town in...
Llanfag puff gwyn gicl gerich fynd robo llantasilio go go go.
I want you to say that again. No.
I won't say that. Take too long.
I want you to teach me that next week, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okie dokie. So, it's goodbye from Amy.
And goodbye from Michael.
Goodbye.